Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the plan would empower Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices for older people. It's a demand from progressives like Senator Bernie Sanders. Schumer says it's not as sweeping as Democrats had hoped for, but a compromise struck with a key holdout in the party.
By empowering Medicare to directly negotiate prices in Part B and Part D, this deal will directly reduce out-of-pocket drug spending for millions of patients every time they visit the pharmacy or doctor. It will cap out-of-pocket spending at $2,000 per year, ending the days where a life-changing diagnosis could mean thousands upon thousands of dollars in new expenses. And it will reform the entire industry to stop price gouging. And Senator Sinema has told me she supports this agreement.
The plan would allow Medicare Part B and D to negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. It would also cap out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000. Schumer says insulin prices would drop dramatically from as high as $600 a dose to $35. The agreement signals the parties moving closer to wrapping up negotiations on the president's $1.75 trillion Build Back Better plan. Speaking from Scotland, President Joe Biden said his plan will have the support of another key holdout, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
I believe that Joe will be there. With regard to the issue of whether or not he thinks that he's worried about this being inflationary or going to be negative impact in the economy, I apologize for repeating it, Peter, but 17 Nobel laureates in economics said it's going to lower inflation, raise wages, increase competition, create 2 million jobs a year, et cetera.
But Manchin is showing no signs of providing a stamp of approval, despite widespread criticism over the power of a single senator to hold up the entire party's signature domestic priority. Manchin has urged to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure package first, something progressives have refused up until now. Progressive Caucus Chair Pramila Jayapal spoke with New Day on CNN.
Now, some of our members are nervous, obviously, about what the Senate is going to do. But at this point, we feel that having had conversations with Senator Sinema, having talked to the president, having had the president come, that we will trust the president that he will get 51 votes in the Senate for it. This week, we will have votes on both the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better Act together, which is what we've called for weeks.
Groups like the Patriotic Millionaires are calling on progressives to hold the line and ensure the president's Build Back Better plan has full Senate support before voting on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. The $1.75 trillion package is sweeping in its reach and would provide large numbers of Americans with assistance to pay for health care, education, raising children, and caring for elderly people in their homes. It would also provide about $500 billion in tax breaks, encouraging cleaner energy and electrified vehicles, the nation's largest commitment to tackling climate change. Much of its cost would be covered with higher taxes on people earning over $10 million annually and large corporations. But Democrats are considering one tax repeal, the SALT tax. The Trump GOP tax cut capped the deduction to $10,000. It affects higher income states like New York and California and was considered a strategic tax on unfriendly states to the Trump administration. But independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says lifting that cap would cost $475 billion and give the richest 5% $400 billion in tax cuts. In a statement, he called the proposal beyond unacceptable. Before signing on to the sweeping 1,600-page Build Back Better Act, some Democrats are also waiting for the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office to provide fiscal analysis. But leaders in the party aren't waiting. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said privately she expects to wrap up a final draft and pave the way for voting as soon as Thursday on the overall Build Back Better package. But no votes have been scheduled so far. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.